CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Hall, Average Joe Show 2.0, going until 7 p.m. tonight, which will not be the case Thursday, June 4th, because Thursday, June 4th is opening night for the Valley Blue Sox, the Pioneer Valley's only collegiate wood bat summer league team. The NECBL opens its Valley season June 4th at McKenzie Field, historic McKenzie Field in Holyoke, one of the great places to see any sporting event here in the Valley. And joining us in the studio right now is Hunter Golden, general manager of the Valley Blue Sox, a Springfield College communication sports journalism alumni, a sabermetrician, a guy who said he will also talk Red Sox with us. But Hunter, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Might I say, let's ditch the Sox because it's driving Tony to the Tony's on his way to the
really
French King Bridge.
Yeah, the he's really quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah,
he's not.
It's not going well for Tone right now.
He needs a hug.
He does need.
He needs a hug.
He needs a hug.
An on-air hug.
I'm not going to hug you on the air.
Look at guest even turned me down.
But I do want to talk because you guys, the Valley Blue Sox, you and I, you know, chat periodically off the air, obviously, just sort of in passing. Yeah, you've got the job that every baseball nerd who wants to stay close to home really loves, because you get to every year assemble this brand new super team from college studs around the country. You're a sabermetrician, you're a stat nerd, you're a baseball blogger, you're all of these things. So right now, as we are about a week and a half away from opening night, as your guys start to arrive in the Valley, as they get ready to put on those Blue Sox uniforms for the first time, and you get to really welcome your dudes, is this sort of like, is this like opening day part two for you? Is this better than baseball, Major League Baseball opening day for you? You get to see your guys come to fruition?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, I don't even really know how to describe it. I mean, there's such a team effort that goes into everything we do in the off season. You know, with our baseball ops guys, ownership, the marketing side, putting the players together. Opening day is just sort of the culmination of here's all that work. Here it is on the field happening in front of you. So it's overwhelming. It's a little terrifying you know, at one end, because, you know, everybody dreams about it and you always sit there and you're like, ah, be ready for this. And you're never really ready for it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
always that thing like, holy smokes, I hope this guy's plane gets in on time. And, you know, what's going on with this guy? And I hope I don't get a call 3 days before saying this guy's elbow's sore. Or this is happening, the other thing. And there's so many different little variables that factor into it. But that feeling for opening day is always awesome.
It's awesome.
And when you're looking at what you guys are doing, we'll get to the on-field stuff in a minute, but the special things you're going to be doing for the fans, you've done a few of them last year. You're doing them again this year to Star Wars Night, June 13th.
Yep.
Public Safety Night, opening night. I hear you have some fat guys singing the national anthem.
We got talked into that by somebody.
You lost the bet.
Believe it or not, they're making me do it. But here's the cool thing. I mean, look at every single Saturday.
I want Tony with the creamer on your butt.
Every single Saturday, you're going to be doing a Kentucky Fried Chicken night, a KFC night.
Oh, yeah.
Every single Thursday, it's going to be a Domino's night. Every, not the first Friday, but every Friday, there's going to be a fireworks.
Look how excited Tony is. He's like,
a fireworks display. Who doesn't love fireworks?
No, you're
this
getting
is
excited
fantastic
the
for the fans.
Yeah, well, that's really what we try to cater to. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a hardcore baseball guy. I don't think I need to put that over any more than it's obvious. And Clark's a hardcore baseball guy, our owner. But really what puts people in the seats at the end of the day, you know, are the promotions and all the crazy things that are going on. I tell people all the time, you know, yes, we're a baseball organization, but, you know, our business is family entertainment.
Right.
You know, and we want to make sure that we're accessible to the community, that we're affordable, and that you can come out. And there's something new other than the game to draw you into the park every night, whether that's a hat giveaway or a T-shirt giveaway or a poster.
Star
or
Wars
fireworks
night.
Or, yeah, we've got the whole 501st Brigade. Of guys, and these are guys that these aren't just Star Wars costumes. Like, these aren't guys that went to like Party Patrol and splurged on the best thing. These are guys that like, don't tell my wife I took out a home equity line on Darth Vader. Like, these are like major, you know, these guys are amazing. And, you know, so we've got a different thing kind of happening every day, and it's to sort of cater to fans of all ages, all sizes. You know, tickets are $6 and $4. You know,
let's tell people what this every Saturday, KFC night, you get 4 game tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, a free 8-piece meal from Kentucky Fried Chicken, all for $30.
Yep, $30. So
the 8-piece chicken from KFC almost alone is $30.
Yeah, we do 65. You know, we do it. It's a $65 value. It comes at $30. We're doing the same thing at Domino's on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So we'll have a limited amount of them available. So if you want to get them, you need to get on them fast. But You know, it's a great way to bring a family of four out. You know, it's tough to go to a major league. It's tough to go to a major league baseball game nowadays. You know, by the time you're not even in the park.
Hey, yeah, you can't get parking for $30.
Yeah. You know, before you're even inside Fenway, you know, $300 is gone with a family of four. It's evaporated. And that's not counting what happens when you're in there. The other thing is, too, minor league sports are starting to get like that, too. Going down to the New Britain Rockettes, you're still paying $15 a ticket. You know, so for us, we're able to keep, you know, our prices at a much more, I'd say, fan-friendly level, mm-hmm. you know. And, you know, like I said, it's for us right now, it's all about the exposure, getting people into the park, getting them to experience the product. You know, we do all the same thing, crazy, insane things that the minor league teams do. Between innings, we're going to have whack an intern, which is going to be like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, we do that here, but we got in trouble for that.
Yeah, well, you know, we let
them
out of the crates for a night.
To get out.
You know, what's that?
Can I do the whacking?
No.
I have some aggression.
You are very upset today. I am feeling sorry. I don't know where to be like.
I'm really glad you noticed this, too, because it's been the last 3 weeks. You know what it is? Tony's trying to take off some LBs.
Yeah?
He hasn't had a beer and a piece of chocolate in about 3 weeks. He's miserable. Don't you hate this, Tony? This Tony sucks.
He came out to the front door to get me, and he was like, oh, hey, how's it going? I'm like, well, what do you want? He goes, you can have some bacon if you want. You know, and then we're sitting out there. You can sit or you can stand. We're just going to get you out of this segment. And I came in here, and he's just like, you know.
You're not a regular guest anymore, though. Now you're like part of the family. I treat you like I treat the family.
Sad
Uncle Tony.
Sad Uncle Tony. It's so...
Sorry.
Well, we're speaking with Hunter Golden. He's the general manager of the Valley Blue Sox.
Now, need a beer.
You've got on the field. You've got a brand new manager this year.
Yeah.
Who is it? And where did he come from?
Planet Mars. No. It's John Raiola. You guys are going to get to know him. You think you're going to get to know me? He's going to be here with you guys. And John's spectacular. He has spent 6 seasons in the league. Four of those as a pitching coach at Newport, Sanford, and Keene. So he's been around the block. And his pitching staffs, 4 out of 6 years, have had the lowest ERA in the league.
Ooh, nice.
And if you know how insane it is to try to project and predict and actually get results out of a summer collegiate league pitching staff, you understand what kind of an accomplishment that is. And not only, you know, we interviewed a lot of candidates, and not only were we really impressed with you know, his track record and his results, but, you know, his understanding of people, you know, communication as being such a big piece of it, and not just the experience that he had, but the quality of the experience, the organizations we admire, Newport.
Did he manage before, or was it just a pitching coach?
Just a pitching coach.
Okay,
so this is his first job,
okay.
You know, and, you know, we were really excited about that track record and his outlook. We think he's going to be a fantastic fit here, and we're excited to see what he's going to be able to do with our players.
One of the guys that he's going to be working with is someone who I am completely thrilled to watch pitch, Quinton Torres Costa, basically Mr. Baseball from Hawaii.
Yes.
Hasn't given up an earned run since the day I hit Manhattan over Iona at +2. March 8th, before the NCAA tournament, was the last time Quinton Torres Costa, a left-handed pitcher, a closer, has given up an earned run.
Yeah.
How do you score Quinton Torres Costa to come across the Pacific, then all the way across the country to play in Holyoke for the summer? This is awesome.
Yeah, well, Hawaii to Holyoke's a big culture shock.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. I want to pick him up at the airport. I was talking to our owner. I'm like, I have to be there at the airport when the sliding doors come open. But
This is far eastern Hawaii.
Yeah, well, that's a couple of days behind us, you know. So he's going to get here thinking it's Monday.
There's a little Hawaii in Holyoke, though, isn't there? Isn't there like a little area with Polynesian food and everything?
For his sake, I hope so. He's one of those guys that he's 91 to 93, just electric stuff. If you, you know, remember Dontrell Willis when he was younger pitching.
Yeah.
You know, when he was right around the same area, slashing kind of pitcher, big looping, you know, not a real tight break on the curveball, but sort of the sweeping breaking ball that comes in.
Awesome.
He throws a grisly cut fastball on the outside edge of the plate. But, you know, acquiring our players it's a process. I mean, we're already starting for next year now.
Are you really?
Just bucketing guys. I mean, we're not really looking, but, you know, here are the guys at certain programs that we really like that we need to start thinking about.
So it's sort of a bummer. I would know if you were looking at me already. Like, you're not looking at me for next year.
I'm looking at Tony right
now. Damn, yeah. We're all like, he actually does look so forlorn.
He sees what I can do when I lose weight. He knows.
He's got an arm. He's got an arm and a voice. It's a double threat, no triple threats.
So how did you reach out to Quentin the first time?
Sure. Well, how it all happens is, you know, in August, you know, we're, you know, me, I'm a big sabermetrics dork, and we have sort of a very sort of set statistical profile of guys that, you know, that we think are going to be a statistical model of players that we think is going to be successful here. And we scale that across Division 1, 2, 3, JUCO, and NIIA.
Awesome.
And that spits back to us about 500, 600 players. And from there on, start applying more and more and more, you know, process to it till we boil it down to a list of about 100 guys, 50 pitchers, 50 position players that we like, think will succeed in the park, in this league. And then basically that's a grocery list. I mean, it's like if you're at home and you go, I need popcorn, I need this. We start literally going 1 through 5. We rank them. We fight over them literally for 2 days.
Awesome.
And then we rank them and we start making the calls. Some are, it's a 2-week process. If the program's not familiar with us, what we do, how we do it, it could take convincing. Or if the kids really, you know, you're really in competition with some other teams, you know, everybody's kind of got their advantages. Newport is Newport. I mean, who doesn't want to sit in Newport for a summer?
Completely.
In
right.
Park and be down there. So we have to be creative in how we recruit these guys, you know, convince coaches to send them out here. I always give this analogy. Imagine I walked into your studio, right? And I said, I need you to let me have the most important thing that helps you do your job well.
Me.
And you need, not you. I need you to let me take that for 2 months and borrow it. I swear I won't break it. When I give it back to you, it's going to be better. And that's the leap of faith a lot of these college coaches have to make. Other college programs, you have an established pipeline, a relationship. Ohio, TCU, UCLA, Baylor. We call up there. When we got Matt Menard and Jonathan Dukoff. Dukoff is one of the top 25 college prospects that entered school this year. My phone conversation with Baylor was 3 minutes long.
Cool.
You know, he was on our hit list. These two guys were way high up there. I called them up and said, hey, Trevor Moat, their assistant coach. I didn't even have to talk to Steve Smith.
Yeah.
You know, can I have these guys? He goes, yep, they're yours in contract.
Awesome.
Nice.
And then you've got other guys that, you know, it's a relationship thing. We're really lucky, though. I mean, Clark Eckhoff, our owner, he's been doing summer baseball for 20 years.
Good guy.
And, yeah, just incredible. He's amazing. And just incredible relationships with guys like UCLA, Ohio, that gives us such a jump start on a lot of other programs, considering where we, you know, have to start from. That Clark in and of himself is a big competitive advantage.
We're talking with Hunter Golden, general manager of the Valley Blue Sox, who open up June 4th at McKenzie Stadium, McKenzie Field in Holyoke, opening night. We will be broadcasting the game live here on CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Call. I'll be doing play-by-play on the radio starting at 6:30 p.m. Come on out and hear Tony sing the national anthem and watch some incredible baseball. Jonathan Dukoff will be starting shortstop, third base, or is he busy?
We're going to be taking a look. He's going to kind of hop in between both. We got a lot of versatility.
Awesome.
In our roster this year, we got a lot of guys that can kind of move around. With the amount of roster movement we like to have, we like to have that flexibility.
Hunter, looking at your roster, you have 16 players that have been in the NCAA tournament this year. Mm-hmm. Is there an advantage to getting guys who have had a lot of success, or is it just because these are good guys who have been on good teams?
You know, it depends. We like to prioritize track record, you know, and, you know, Newport has had a tremendous amount of success gambling on freshmen, sophomores, guys that are draft picks, enormously high talent ceilings. Us, I like to kind of go for the tried and true college baseball players. A big difference between your juniors and seniors and your freshmen and sophomores. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we as an organization, and you know, Clark's emphatic about this, is we want guys with a track record that we can look at and sort of definitively say, this is what this guy is. It's better to get a guy who's a really outstanding college player a lot of times than it is to go get that top 25 prospect. I used Brandon Bonilla as an example last year, who was in Danbury, and he threw an easy 96-97. Brandon is an exceptional athlete. He's going to get – a minor league coach is going to get a hold of him, and he's going to be an incredible professional pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
But where he is right now, you know, compared to where an established – sort of grizzled top of the rotation guy in a mid-major program is
a weekend pitcher.
He's a better player than Brandon is right now. So part of the secret to success is balancing that. Everybody's got a different way of skinning the cat, but the analogy I use is, imagine a boat. The boat is your college players, and your prospects are your sails. And depending on how those sails unfurl and how good those prospects you end up being when they get here,
yep,
really dictates the amount of wind you're going to be able to pick up and the momentum you're going to be able to gain. So.
Talk to us a little bit about Chris Starkin, AIC player.
Yeah.
We always talk about local. We want local. I mean, local team, and you don't get much more local than AIC.
Yeah, well, you know, AIC's got a pretty good baseball program. And, you know, Chris is a guy that surprised us. I mean, we had, you know, we're always casing AIC, the local schools, because you just don't know what's going to pop up. And last year, Frankie Cronella was that.
Yeah.
Went off, had an incredible year at Merrimack, came out here, you know, tried out at the Cape, didn't have success there, came back here and raked all summer. And he was a league all-star, Division II guy. And Chris is kind of a similar thing. We like to kind of find those exceptional outliers in D2. Chris led the Northeast 10 in batting average. He was second in on-base percentage, and he was, I think, third in slugging. You know, that, I mean, you know, he had a better season this year at the plate than Frankie did.
That's awesome.
And that's scary.
You know, it is.
And he's listed at 6'3", 235, and he came sauntering into my office about 2 weeks ago because we were interested in signing him. And I'm like, this kid is not 6'3". He is a good deal bigger than that.
Really, huh?
And I'm a big guy, and I'm going, holy smokes. And I got a chance to go see him play, and he's going to have a lot of success here. And like I said, part of, you know, what we're trying to do, not just from a baseball side but from a business side, is really be a centerpiece of the baseball culture in this region.
Right, right.
And, you know, what better way to do that than to give your best and your brightest an opportunity to really put themselves on the map? And Chris is a guy, the body's there, the athleticism's there, the skill and the talent is there. He just hasn't had the platform. And now with this, you know, we got a couple guys like that that we're really excited to kind of unleash them and show them to the world. You know, Frankie's a guy that's gotten a lot of draft attention this year. You know, so to be able to give these guys that kind of a platform against the best and brightest in the country is awesome.
Hunter Golden, my friend, it's so great to have you in here. You brighten Tony's day in a way that nothing has been able to brighten Tony's day in weeks.
Now.
Well, I don't know if you look happy.
I'm happy.
He's as happy as Morrissey. He's like, I'm happy.
You'll do.
That's what my wife said. She didn't say I do. She said you'll do.
Yeah,
so,
that's kind of what
similar.
Mine did. Mine grew on mine like a fungus.
Yeah.
Listen, if you were Ben Sharing, I'd be yelling at you.
Yeah.
Hunter Golden's general manager of the Valley Blue Sox, and all-around great dude. Go on out next Thursday, June 4th. Saturday, June 6th is Public Safety Night. All police, firefighters, and EMTs get into the park free with a valid ID. Saturday, June 13th is Star Wars Night. You can go on, you know, go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AverageJoes1450. Get all the details. We have a link to the Valley Blue Sox homepage, and you can check it all out. Grab your tickets.